Proclamation number 3908, dated the October 19th, 1946. Blissful spiritual beings require process of development on earth for childship to God. Even my perfectly created spiritual beings which loyally remained with me must go through a process of development on earth as freely existing beings if they want to attain the highest degree of perfection, the childship, which elevates them to a complete likeness of God and which I therefore cannot give to them. Instead they must acquire it for themselves. These spiritual beings are certainly already extremely happy in the state I created them in and in which they remained of their own free will, even though they had the option to also distance themselves from me and to descend like the other beings I'd called into existence. They are most brightly enlightened. They have complete realization and continuously only comply with my will, which also corresponds to their will. Nevertheless, they are perfect beings created by me which must first shape themselves into my children, into beings which must first be subjected to every influence, both good and evil, and completely and freely choose the good influence in order to strive towards me as self-determining spiritual beings and unite with me. Only after this test of will, which must be taken on this earth, will the being I created have attained the highest degree of perfection. As my child, it will have united itself with the Father forever and attained a supreme abundance of light, strength and power. Its love and wisdom will be profound. It will have become like me, my image, which is made infinitely happy by my fatherly love and also fills my heart with delight because the love for these children of mine is incomparable. When a spiritual being, having remained faithful to me, embodies itself on this earth, its earthly task simultaneously involves a mission that intends to save erring souls from profound spiritual adversity. The earthly paths of these souls are particularly hard to pass through. However, the soul begins its earthly trial in full awareness and accepts any fate once it is willing to thereby attain the degree of childship to God. Nevertheless, taking the test on earth is not determined by God. Instead, even this desire must arise of its own free will and impel the light being reveling in absolute beatitude to exchange this bliss with a short but, on account of its mission unaware soul, incredibly arduous earthly existence. Although it is granted every conceivable help on earth by the beings of light, they must also observe its freedom of will or it will be impossible for the soul to advance. Such an earthly test requires immense will power, for worldly temptations will influence this soul especially strongly and it will have to fight many a battle in order to prevail over matter, yet a complete descent into the control by matter need not be feared, because its longing for the kingdom it had left is stronger than the longing for matter, even though on earth it is not aware of its true home. For this reason beings of light can support it constantly and grant it every help to attain its goal on earth. During the last days before the end many beings of light are embodied on earth. After all, this time is particularly advantageous for their higher development, for taking their test of earthly life, because people require spiritual leaders and they are mainly entrusted with this ministry as their mission. These spiritual beings must observe a strict school of life, as due to their psychological abilities they carry far more responsibility for their souls. They must equally struggle and fight against all kinds of cravings and their life is full of renunciations and sacrifices. Nevertheless, they do not experience them as painfully once their aspiration for ascent comes to the fore, which can already commence at a very early age but can also only start at an advanced age. for freedom of will determines their path of life until their physical death, which for many active beings of light during the lost days on Earth coincides with the final end. Amen.